First, Hank, how many Floridians are directly employed in some fashion by the federal government, and how many of them would be impacted by furloughs or job losses? How would that work?
Well, the Census Bureau estimates that there's 52,000 federal civilian employees in Florida, and all of them would be furloughed.
52,000?
Yes, most of them are at military bases, but they would have a very significant direct effect on the economy.
And speaking of which, the housing recovery here in Florida has been slow. It's really just beginning to catch up. Would a government shutdown affect that?
Yes, it will. The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, insures 30% of all mortgages. Most of the first-time homebuyers are FHA-insured mortgages. So the federal government will stop processing these applications. And we in Florida are very sensitive to that, both because of the housing here and because we depend upon population being able to sell their houses in the Midwest and Northeast and move to Florida. So in both phases, we'll be hurt, and it will have a significant effect. And if it lasts much longer than a month, it will have a very significant impact on Florida's economy.
What about the effects on tourism? That's obviously a major economic driver in Florida.
This is our low season, so it's not going to have that big an effect. But if it drags on, I believe it really puts the country at risk for recession. And that, of course, would have a much more dramatic effect. But any kind of a shutdown would demonstrate that we are incapable of properly governing ourselves and making decisions about fiscal policy. And we have the debt ceiling looming no later than October 17th, according to the Treasury. And so it jeopardizes the ability to deal with that. These are real issues that need to be addressed. Many businesses are withholding committing hiring and expanding until the debt ceiling and the deficit issues are done. So we have a whole lot of businesses that would be expanding and that would be creating employment and income, but for this uncertainty created by the political situation in this country.
So no matter which way this particular standoff went, do you see continuing brinksmanship around these issues?
The issues surrounding the budget and our inability to conduct fiscal policy really also create uncertainty relative to the debt ceiling. And these are really two pieces of the same problem, our inability to have a comprehensive fiscal policy and to deal with the long-term structural problems and the budget that we have. And so the longer these crises go on and we just kind of bump from one to the next, the more uncertainty that gets created, the less confidence people have, and it really does put us at risk for another recession. If we don't raise the debt ceiling, we will have another recession. If we have a lengthy government shutdown, we'll probably have a recession. These are things that are completely unnecessary.
You say unnecessary. Why is that?
Because they're totally political and ideologically driven in their nature. They are not economic requirements. There's no economic policy that says we have to do this, that we have to make a mess out of enacting a reasonable fiscal policy and governing ourselves to put budgets in place. And the debt ceiling is an anachronism, and it's being used politically, and it's inappropriate in that context because it puts at risk the economy in such a grave and direct fashion.
Hank, a lot of this is being fought over the Affordable Care Act, which is the law of the land, and as of today, many of its major provisions kick in. Will it be as bad, as difficult to handle and to afford as some people fear?
No. The simple answer is no. Furthermore, the Affordable Care Act has already had impacts on healthcare in this country. In the run-up to the healthcare coming into effect today, hospitals and insurance companies have made significant structural changes. We're seeing hospitals moving to consolidate and reduce costs. We're seeing a significant movement to electronic record keeping. And so these are positive things that have happened even before the Affordable Health Care Act has started up. We don't know what's exactly going to happen over the next 90 days, whether it'll be a success or not. But it is the law of the land. It has had certain impacts. And I don't think that it's going to have the dramatic negative impacts that some people think. Yes, a program of this size and magnitude is certainly going to have its discontinuities. But that comes with any change. And we needed to make a fundamental change in our health care in this country. We could no longer sustain the kinds of cost increases that we had experienced. So some kind of major change was coming, whether it was the Affordable Care Act or something else. So we were going to have the discontinuities of change, is my point. Whether this program and policy turns out to be optimal, probably not. But it's certainly not going to be the end of health care or the end of the world or the end of the economy either.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Pleasure, Nicole.